Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Ever catch yourself spiraling into worry or frustration, even when you swore you'd stay calm this time? Like you're doing all the right things. You're focusing on your inner work and creating your best life, but somehow those sneaky thoughts still creep in and hijack your peace. What if you could flip the switch and feel neutral, joyful, and totally in control way more often than you do now, without fear or doubt ruining the party? Stay with us because today we're diving straight into the deep end. You're not just listening. You're here doing the work with us, right here, right now, to unravel the hidden chaos in your mind and take back the calm. Hi, I'm Molly. Welcome, friends. Thanks for joining me, Tracy, and Saskia for this happiness and abundance creating adventure. Today, Tracy is leading us and you through a game-changing exercise. We're talking about peeling back the curtain on those subconscious programs that run 90% of your day. You know, the ones you don't even notice until you're knee-deep in stress or second-guessing yourself. They're tricky, often masquerading as something else entirely. But here's the kicker. Once we figure out how to spot them, we can remove them and rewrite the script. Imagine, no more self-sabotage, just peace, joy, and a clear head. So here's your heads up. Grab a pen and paper now, because we're not just talking about this. We're doing this together in real time. You'll discover the secret programs tripping you up and kick them to the curb. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. Let's clean up that subconscious and reclaim your authentic state of being starting now.
Great. Well done. Thanks, Molly. Hi, everyone. Hi, Saskia.
Hello.
You guys ready to play?
Yeah. Okay. Got pen and paper. Let's go.
Good. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you'll be writing too much in this moment, but you will be having to write over the next coming days and weeks. Well, not too many weeks. But so, yeah, basically, I'd suggested to Molly and Saskia that maybe we just play a little game where, you know, we start to liberate ourselves from this mind energy. And although we know we've got to get out of our heads and into our hearts, how do we do it where it's more easy, you know, we're not fighting the programs all the time? So I suggest that we just play this little game. It's something I do with my clients as well, and I get profound results each week. Even when I'm hearing their stories, I'm blown away. So so basically what I want everyone to do is somehow get a little bit of a notebook or a little diary or some kind of a, you know, some pages, blank pages and a pen, and make sure that you have it with you. And if you can, commit to the next 10 days. You know, if you can't and you can only do 5 days, so be it. But try to say to yourself that you are of value and that you can actually invest in yourself. Give yourself 10 days. Now, it's not all day, every day. It's moments in the day, and I'll explain it to you as I go along. So basically, what it is that we want to experience liberation and freedom all the time. But how do we do that? Okay. We need to liberate ourselves from our human character, which consumes us. We can't see our subconscious programming, but we feel it and see it daily, you know, in all the hiccups that we have in the day. It dictates our every behavior and thought. All we experience is our subconscious programming of our mind. And it traps us in a maze of beliefs, fears, habits, and identifications. Another way to describe that is like, you know, often when you're with a friend and you say, I don't know what the problem is. Why do I keep having the same relationship over and over again? Or why can't I get over this issue with my husband? Or why can't I resolve this health matter? Or why do I keep having the same fight with my friend? There's a saying that goes, when you're the red and the rainbow, what's the only color you won't see? And we can't see our blind spots, you know, it's because we're in it. So sometimes we'll go to a friend or some kind of a therapist and get some kind of reflection, even though everyone in our lives is us and it's a reflection of us. But sometimes just having that reflected back to us, we can see the blind spot. And once we see the blind spot, that's when it dissolves. So there's no therapy after that. And I will give examples of how this actually happens. So what we want to do is we want to deprogram our subconscious pattern minds We need to be conscious and tangibly see the motivations behind everything we do, think, feel, and react to. If we're conscious of it, it can't control us anymore. So what I'm going to be teaching you is how to question and demand core motivations driving your behaviors, your thoughts, and your reactions. And when you do this, and always put it this way, if you don't do this, we will never transcend our limitations. Another way, we will never end the trance because we're all in a trance. So we want to trance end it. The English language, you know, plays silly games with us. So we want to end living in this trance and be living from our hearts. So you can't see me waving my hands around. But basically, if you imagine that I've got my hands by your head and we've just got all these mind programs. It's just like the static interference. Okay. And what we try and do is we try to ice dog shit. So imagine there's just a whole bunch of dog poo on your face and on your top of your head. And we try and do affirmations and we try and be positive and we try, you know, it's basically like icing dog poo. At the end of the day, when you cut through it, it's still dog poo. Okay. What we want to do is actually clean out the shit, clean out the poop. So that we feel lighter in our heads and that we easily, more easily drop into our hearts and live from that space. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Any questions so far, you ladies?
No, that makes a lot of
No?
sense. Yeah,
Okay,
beautiful.
all right. So basically, we want to experience our total freedom and self-realization. I mean, we hear that, I would say the only reason why we're here is to know thyself. But how can you know yourself when you've got a bunch of programs that were given to you, via traumas and childhood and constant advertising, etc. They're not. It's not our authentic selves. So yes, we want to know ourselves, but we want to clear all that, garbage so that we can know ourselves. We will also see that what we're thinking, emotion, acting, and behaving are all implanted programs. So this little exercise we're going to be doing over the next 10 days is going to allow us to see why we behave a certain way, why we react in a certain way, why we behave a certain way. And it will be down to the mundane things. Why do I make that cup of coffee every single morning? Which we'll get to. Okay. All these indentations upon our brain need to be revealed. It's kind of like what we've done and how the programming works is like when you walk up a mountain, you create a path, but every day you walk the same mountain, and eventually you just got these pathways. They're just kind of neuron nets that are just firing all the time. You don't have to try and even figure out what path to go. And we don't want that. We want to kind of figure out what those imprints are and get rid of them because they're not serving us anymore. Another way to describe it is like static. When you tune into the radio, you keep having it. Constant static, electromagnetic interference, we want to call it that. It constantly bleeds into our lives. So it's not our truth. It's not our true harmonics and harmony from our spirit. It's coming from the head and it's all this interference. So I hope I'm not talking too fast. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what the exercise is, and then I want you guys to ask me some questions. And then also want to give you some examples as we go along of how this actually unfolds. So what you're going to do is you're going to get some kind of a book or a diary or some kind of blank pages, okay? And you're going to keep it with you every day. Okay, so you have it next to your bed, bring it to the kitchen in the mornings. If you rush off to work or if you guys are going to job, stick it in your handbag, take it with you to work. If you're on a bus or a train, keep it with you in the evenings, bring it back home. So kind of have it with you all the time. Then you're going to be attempting to, as best you can, understanding some people don't work, some people do work, some people their jobs and their days are very demanding. Do what you can. Don't let the excuse of, oh, well, I work all day, or don't let the excuses come in. That's mind energy. That's a programming. Okay. And that will be your own sabotage. But when you can, during the day, I want you to notice your behaviors. And I'm going to give an example. Let's say, for example, you wake up every morning and you trundle down the passage and you go and stick the kettle on and you make a cup of coffee for maybe you and your partner or you and your whoever. And suddenly you go, hang on a sec. And you get your little diary out and you write down, why do I make coffee every morning? And you answer the question, because I like coffee or hot chocolate. Okay. Why do I like hot chocolate? Why do I like coffee? Because it gives me energy. So you write it down. So you ask, you're basically digging, digging. So the first two or three answers are going to be justifications. You know, why do you do anything? Because you think you want the coffee or you like the taste. So why do I like coffee? Because I like the taste and it gives me energy. Why do I feel I need energy? Because I have no energy. Why don't I have energy? Because I've got to face my day and I hate my day. Why do I hate my day? Because I've got to do what I hate. Why do I keep doing what I hate? Because I hate myself. What? Oh my word. When you get to the answer, you'll know. Just circle that answer or make a square on, and you're like, so every time you are going to make a coffee, the mind energy that's actually controlling you is saying you hate your life, for example. I don't know, I'm just making those up at the moment. So if you imagine that we all desire peace, we all desire freedom, we all desire to be healthy, we desire happiness, whatever it is. We need, if I had to draw a line, so I'm like, I'm doing an air, I'm using my hands now, everyone that's listening, but we have a set of desires and then we have intention to have those desires and then we give attention to it. Let's say, for example, I have a desire to be fit and healthy. My intention is to go to gym and then I give attention to that by finding a gym, booking a membership or whatever. However, we also all day, every day, have thoughts and emotions, actions and behaviors, but they are not aligned. So if you are doing thoughts and acting thoughts and behaviors every day that are reaffirming programs, I hate my life, for example, they're not in alignment with your true desires. Does that make sense? So you've done the coffee one. Now you trundle off to the bathroom. And just before you get to the bathroom, you have a check of your cell phone and you check your messages. Why do I check my messages on my phone? Well, because I've got to see who contacts me. Why do I have to see who contacts me? Because I want to see if anyone wants has gotten hold of me. Why do I need to see if anyone's got hold of me? So you're writing this out, okay? Because I want to know I'm loved. Why do I need to know I'm loved or that people are thinking of me? Because I feel unloved and unaccepted. What? I thought I was just checking my messages. Circle that. Then you get in your car, you go to work, and so the day goes. So I can give you more examples just now, but that's kind of what I want you to do. So I want you to basically, this is going to start to end you living in a trance. This is what transcendence means, is we don't want to be in a trance. We don't want to be a zombie or a clone. We are a spirit being in the now. But if we're being run by all these programs, the dog shit, how do we ever drop into our hearts? How do we ever live from that place of inspiration and peace? So, make sense, anyone? You guys,
Yeah, it
does it make
does. You
sense?
know, and something I really take away in there is, you know, we're all working on like that muscle memory of just being able to drop down to our hearts, what that feels like, being able to stay there more consistently and everything like that. But how much easier is it if you eliminate more and more dog shit, right?
Yes, exactly. And it becomes seamless. It's going, you will see the lightness you will feel in your day will be phenomenal. And I will give you examples. Okay. So I want you to look at things like, why do I text, email, call? I mean, we've always been told to get off our devices. Okay. Why do I scroll? Why do I turn on the TV? Why did I go shopping? Why did I phone my mom or my sister or Auntie Joanne? Why did I really want to? And question those, question everything. It's just, and you think, oh, I've got no time for this. I promise you, it is worth the weight in gold. If you value yourself enough and invest this 10 days, your life will change significantly. You will not have to try and force yourself to get out of your head. You just will be out of your head. And okay, I'll come to that an example now with some clients that I've had. But basically, there's other things. So when you suddenly realize you get triggered, you're driving in your car and someone veers past you and cuts you off, and you're like, "What the f you asshole?" When you get to your office, why was I so triggered by that driver? And start to question. It's not about the driver. It's not about making the cup of coffee. It's not about making the phone call to Auntie Joanne. It's the motivation behind it. That's the trance that you're in. We're walking around like zombies, all of us. Okay. So another question is why do I eat the certain food every single day? Why do I wear that lucky charm? And or why do I burn the incense in my home? And I'll give you an example. I had a client, very interesting, who is follows a particular religion. And didn't feel that they were thought that they were too good for this. Said, no, I'm a vegetarian, I don't drink alcohol, why would I need to clean up my act? And I said to them, well, why do you wear those bracelets? So he's got these this person's got bracelets on their wrist, and it's got different color beads and different strings, and it's this particular religion. And he said, well, it's my religion. Oh, okay, here you go, here's a pen and paper, and in front of me, let's do it, let's see if you're too good for this. And he wrote down, well, because it's my religion. I said, okay, well, why do you wear it? And he says, well, because it keeps me safe. And I said, well, what do you need to be safe from? So he writes it down, because people are jealous of me. Why are people? So he writes, why are people jealous of me? Because I have status. Okay, and why do I need status? And eventually he got down to, because I'm nothing. And he looked at me and literally, visibly, it was like he'd come out of this trance. And he's like, no way. I said, so every time you put those bracelets on, you think that it's protecting you, but you're reaffirming that you're nothing. I said, does that match your desires in life? He said, no. I said, take the bracelets off. Oh, no. Oh, no. He can't. Okay, get a piece of paper. Why won't I take my bracelets off? And so we got to, because if I don't have them. And we went on further until eventually he realized, oh, my word. I'm being a dope. You mean this is nothing? I said, that's nothing. Everything outside of you is nothing. And if this goes to the same example I give to people about I call it convid. We were all conned into a fake virus. And if you think about all the programs, the subconscious programs that are running you, think about COVID. I mean, everyone was running around with masks and gloves and spraying sanitizer and giving people elbows, not hugging each other and not hugging their grandmother. I mean, so this same businessman, I went to, he asked me to go to his factory and speak to, this is right in the beginning of COVID, and to try and keep everyone safe. And I said to him, okay, I'll come down. When I got down there, they were wearing double gloves, visors. They'd gone all out with protecting themselves from a fake virus. And anyway, after a bit of time explaining to him the virus didn't exist, and you're just seeing everything shatter, boom, 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 like just everything bursting. He went, well, so you mean it's not real? No. I then went and spoke to the staff. They basically disbanded all the protocols. So no more gloves, no more visors, no more masks. And throughout the 2 years, they didn't follow the protocol. And I said to him, in that moment, when you realize the virus wasn't real and you guys were acting, your actions and behaviors, thoughts and beliefs were all in fear-based. They were not matching your desires. Where was all your energy? He said it was there. It was out there. And now what happened? He went, ah, I could breathe. I said, there you go. So all of your power, all of your fractals of your life came back to you. And what happened after that? When you went into the shopping mall, did you ever feel fear? No. He said, did you ever sanitize? Nope. I said, what happened? He said, I felt light and free. Did you ever get sick in those 2 years? Nope. I said, okay. Now imagine every program that's running you right now. We're running around like zombies wearing masks. Like we laugh at those people wearing masks because we think we're greater than them because we knew, But we're the same. We've just got other programs, other things that are conning us into believing certain things about ourselves. And no wonder we can't find peace within ourselves because these programs, these subconscious programs, are just this mind energy is just running us. And so, what you want to do is just like I said to this man, did you do any therapy after that day when I came to your factory? Nope. Did you ever have to have counseling? Did you ever have to go to a psychologist? No, it was instant. You got all fractals back to you, all of your energy came back to you, and you could be more authentic. And in that time, you watched everyone else being zombies and your trance ended. You had ended your trance of COVID. And that's what's going to happen now if you do this. And everyone that's listening now, if you do this, you will end your trance and you will feel freer than you've ever felt before. Okay, so basically, make sense so far?
It
I'm
does.
trying to
Do
speak
you want
slowly.
me to ask some questions at the end or now or?
Yeah, no. So basically, well, yeah, you can ask this now, but I want you just to question it. If you think it's an arbitrary thing, like making a cup of coffee, or I had a client that goes out to do pot plants, and she pots all day, and you would think that's quite a good thing. She's in nature, she's on a veranda, she's potting her little plants, and when she did this exercise, she came back and showed me, and she said, I do this because I realize I don't trust people and I don't trust myself. And I went, wow. And she went, wow.
She's
So
escaping.
now,
She's escaping from life.
yeah, but you think, but being outside in nature and
Right.
potting is something positive. But now when she goes outside to pot her plants, she's doing it from a place of choice, not from a place of a trance, where this mind program. So she's not asking dog shit and trying to get peace from the pot plants. She is the peace. And then she goes out from choice, from her authentic choice, and goes and pots her plants.
Yeah, I guess
Way
that was
different.
one of my trust questions, Tracy. Like, so what happens? She decides she's doing this from maybe not the right motivation,
You don't even have to do that. It just goes. It's instantly gone.
but
Like, you didn't have to have therapy.
she's still doing it, but like the underlying tone is just gone.
It's gone. So
So
now her
you're not
pot
gonna have to
plants
give
are
up your
gone.
coffee, guys.
Never. No. So
You're
it's
just gonna
all you're
realize why
doing
you're
now.
making it. I
Yes.
know. I'm like
And
sitting
then,
here. I'm sitting here with my hot chocolate, Tracy, and like it's very important, but it's love in a cup. So I can see where this rat hole could go. Why do you need love, Molly?
but that's
But
what's
I
the
still
nice thing
want
is
it.
what,
But I still want
yes.
it.
Yes, Molly. And you're going to want it, but you're going to find that the motivation behind it, that trance that's behind it, will disappear. And if it's not your authenticness to have a cup of chocolate, it will go away. If it is, now when you drink that, it's coming from your authenticness. It is that cup of hot chocolate will be more joyful than ever before. But I want you guys to experience this. You will see a lightness come over you. It's mind-blowing. I can't even begin to describe what will change in your life. This lady, she will pot her plants now, and her plants grow 10 times faster. Because she's having it, she's making her decision to go and pot from inspiration, not from I need to escape because I can't trust myself or other people. Okay, and so people's income starts to change, their relationships start to change, everything will start to change. So what you're doing is you're uncovering the real motivation of the program behind your actions and behaviors. You're going to be amazed at what you will discover about yourself and what we discover about ourselves. You basically try to do this from waking. And if you go to work, do it a bit at work if you can. On the moment, maybe you've got 10 minutes quickly, just jot something down. And you're going to journal like you're a badass archaeologist. Okay. You're going to shovel and unearth what has been buried for eons. And you're going to also be unearthing your epigenetic recordings, because a lot of the time we just do what our parents did, and they do what their parents did. So you're going to free up the past and the future and bring yourself back into the happy new now. So you're going to catch yourself performing any action. So it's in any action, any behavior, any thought or pattern. Stop, write it down, question it to its core. Okay, so I get up and make a cup of coffee. Okay, that's the example I gave you. So this is what we want to start doing, is this exercise. How do you feel about it? I'll keep giving you some examples, but for now, any more questions?
I guess I'm just trying to figure out like how microscopic I get with my life. Like I opened my computer, I got
Yeah.
my coffee, I then, made breakfast for the children and like every single microscopic action of my day. Like I'm just wondering how microscopic I get with it.
Okay, so why am I having this thought that all of this work is microscopic? Okay, so even having that thought is now coming in to sabotage you. Because there will be doubt, procrastination, and self-sabotage
Sure.
that will stop all of this. So if you're having that thought as a primary thought, then you need to question that and get to the core motivation behind it.
Did you just say flow with it?
No, you need to, if you're going to have that thought, you need to get to the core motivation of that.
Oh, I know, but
So
as far as
if
like writing down, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to ha wonder, like, how microscopic do I get with every single detail of my life? You're
start
saying
doing
just kind of
it.
flow with it and whatever is kind of coming up.
So yeah, flow with it. I have found that a couple of men, I did a man the other day, and he'd done about 3 or 4 days, and he said to when he when I looked at his papers, it was because of them. It's because of the economies. He was just in justification. So usually your first two or three answers are justifications. Well, I'm having a cup of coffee because I like coffee, or because it's cold, or because and Tracy, I'm asking this question because I need to know more. I need to understand exactly. Those are justifications. He stayed in a whole full scale page of justifications. He never got to once, but why do I feel this way? So yeah, hopefully, the first two or three answers are usually justifications of why you're doing everything. That's why you can't see it. But then you say, well, why do I need it to be this way? Or why did I think this way? And then you'll ask yourself, well, because I felt safer. Well, why do I need to feel safe? So you just keep questioning yourself.
Okay, so Tracy, I have a question. We write it down now. We're going to the core of why we're doing th certain things in our daily life. So once we get to the core, that means it's resolved.
Instantly. Because consciousness and energy creates the nature of all reality. The minute you're conscious of something, it doesn't control you. The minute that man became aware that COVID was not real, he wasn't motivated to constantly wear his mask and this, and he had a visor and spray everyone. Because he got all freckles back to him. He felt this lightness, and it was instantly gone. So when he got up in the morning, he didn't go downstairs and put his mask on and spray a sanitizer. That's exactly what we're doing. We think because we were awake to COVID, we're so all high and mighty and smart, but we're not. It's instantly dissolved. The minute it's brought from dark to light, your consciousness is light. It's gone. There's no thing. And I'll give you an example. Love the question. Thanks, Saskia. I had a young boy who the parents brought to me, went to a prestigious school, very, upmarket, lovely, lovely boy, 20 years old, had missed two university intakes, very bright, and was applying to go overseas to university. And they'd said he is drinking, he's an alcoholic, and please, he'd been for 2 years of psychotherapy and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, I was balancing him, so he was coming initially for that. And I said to him, well, do you want to look at some of, the reasons, motivations, why? And he said, okay. And of course, he's young. So I said to him, can you commit to 3 days? First, I said 5, and he went, So he was only able to do 3 days. So, the younger you are, I think, you might not commit as long as 10 days. So for those 3 days, he wrote down, why does he sit in his room all day and play music and not talk to his parents? Why does he this? Why? And he did this thing for 3 days. On this is how quickly his life changed. Let's say it was, I don't know what day it was, but like Tuesday. By the time Friday came, his parents offered him out of the blue, would you like to borrow the car and go out with your friends? He had not been offered the car for the last 2 years because of his antics. Okay. He went, yes, please. Phoned his friends and said he was going to go out. And he said the weirdest thing happened. He told his parents that he would be home by about 10:30, which he says never happens with him. He then went out, and he says when he gets to a party, normally he puts his phone off so he can just shut them out. He messaged him and said, I've arrived safely. He said, as he was doing, he's like, wow, he wants to do it. And had a nice evening. And then at about 10 o'clock, he said, guys, I'm going. He was goaded the whole night. Come, 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 drink. He said, guys, I don't want to drink. And he said, normally, first time someone will try and twist his arm, that's it. He has one drink, two drinks, and then he's drunk. And he was said, guys, I want to leave now. They went, come on, you got to stay. And he went, well, whoever wants to get a lift back with me can. Whoever doesn't have to. So he got in the car. A few friends got a lift with him. He dropped them off. He was home by 10:30. That morning, he woke up, went downstairs, and had breakfast with his parents for the first time in years. He said, I now know why I was doing it. And his mom phoned me, said, I don't know what you're doing to my son, but I've got my son back. And he says, I'm so happy to be with my parents. I feel more connected because he was disconnected. He had a program running him. He showed me the programs. I won't go into what he discovered about himself. But the minute he knew, He said, I didn't even have to try not have alcohol. I didn't have it. He's now been offered a part-time job while waiting. He's just been accepted to two universities. He did no goals. He did no trying to be peace energy all day and try to figure out his highest inspiration. It just started to brrr happen because those subconscious shitty programs, which he was trying to coat, sugarcoat, disappeared. And
So
that's basically.
there's no work with mind energy after this
No, it's an
exercise to go
illusion. It's
like,
bullshit.
okay, what do I want to keep about what I said? What do I want to
No,
discard? It's just
no. You
you're
pop it. It's
just
like
letting
popping a
it go.
balloon. Pop, boom, gone. There's no therapy. Why would you want to continue to collaborate and participate with an illusion? It's bullshit. Shit, dog shit. It's bullshit. So you don't want to keep collaborating with it. Once you pop the balloon, why would you want to try and put the balloon together and blow more air into it? It's gone. And this is why, you go back to the COVID example. Once you've popped that illusion, you trance end it. Your trance ends. So imagine how many things you're in a trance with. You think something basic of making a cup of coffee or scrolling through your Instagram or phoning Janet. Janet, why did I phone Janet? I don't know, because I wanted to connect. What did I really want to phone her? Not really. Well, why did I phone her? Because I wanted to connect. Why did I want to connect? Because I feel so disconnected. Oh my word. I thought I was just phoning Janet. No, it's not. And it's not to say you're not going to phone Janet and make that cup of hot chocolate. Or even that young boy says he has a beer with his dad now. He's never drunk in front of his dad because of the shame he used to feel. He now has a beer and he stops. And he is literally a different person. He says, I now know me, and that wasn't me. But he's not trying to fight it and do. He did 2 years of therapy and never got any further. In fact, he got worse because therapy is like basically moving the furniture around in the room. You're still in the same room.
You're
The
living in the
furniture might
past,
feel,
living in the past, living in the past, living in the past. Let's bring up the trauma.
And not only that, it's like you keep sitting on the same couch, you know. And I've done. I had another woman that came to me and said she was obsessed with watching movies to the point that she would take her phone into the shower and she'd watch while she was showering. And then she'd take it to her dressing room while she's doing her makeup, watching movies. And then she would and I said, well, where does it start? And she said, it starts on this couch. And she wrote down. This is what happened. She then would get home and she'd lie on the couch. And then she would, why am I lying on the couch? And eventually she ended up with discovering that it was the only only safe thing that she felt in her marriage, that couch. And so then she says, since then, she doesn't watch TV. She's watched two movies in 7 days. Normally she'd be watching two or three movies a day. So she doesn't have to stop watching. She doesn't have to go on diet and stop watching movies. She just doesn't. She just is not. It's not. It's not controlling her anymore. And she said, the lightness I feel. And now I sit on that couch. And I'm going, hang on a sec. This is just a nice couch now, as opposed to it. Her being in a trance. The couch being her safe space. Her mask. Her sanitizer. Okay. So yes, there's nothing you need to work on or fix. You just need to realize what it is, place your real eyes on it, and then it's basically you transcend it. That you've another, like I said, the trance ends instantly.
Wow. What I really, really, really love about this, is this a technique? Yeah, I would call it a technique or, yeah, a way to go within. You have to maintain present from moment to moment to realize what you're doing. So you're really forced to stay with your awareness in the right here and now and observe and really getting aware of what you're doing. So this is also, you're training the monkey mind to stay in the present moment. By doing this, this is really helpful too. This will help you to balance also your mind by observing what's going on and
Well, the
to
monkey
observe.
mind, yes, the monkey mind will never be in the present. It is in duality. It knows nothing but duality. But what you're doing is you are stopping through this exercise, stopping going, well, why am I doing that action every day? You think you're just making a cup of coffee, but you are seeing the red in the rainbow for yourself. And then It disappears. The monkey mind can't control you. You are its master. And you're not trying to make you. And when you're its master, that looping, that up, down, hot, cold, negative, positive, that duality continues. But that noise, that static, that electromagnetic interference starts to just get less and less and diminish. So it's another way I like to say it. Imagine you're in a room and you've got 100 radios around you playing different stations, one playing music, one playing the bad news, one playing. Imagine being in that room all day. No wonder you'd freaking reach for the coffee and snort some cocaine and have and sex and whatever it is, whatever you're doing, because you can't get away from it. So what happens every time you do one of these exercises, like taking one of those radios and throwing it out. I mean, you go from 100 radios to 50 radios. Imagine how much quieter life will be. Imagine if I'm a 50 radios to 30 radios. And suddenly now you don't have all this interference and there's so much more free space for you. So you don't have to just, drop into your heart every second of the day and go and meditate to try and get into peace energy. In your room right now, while the monkey mind is there, while duality is there, you have peace.
Right.
Okay, so it's instant. There's no therapy after this.
And how often would I have to do this? Regularly or once
No,
a
you're going to
month
do
or?
10 days. Once you've done the 10 days, once you get the 10 days, you're going to find, and I don't want to tell you what you're going to find, but there's going to be a congruent or a theme. Like when you watch a certain movie, you go, okay, this is a drama, this is a horror movie, this is a, you're going to see, oh, okay, this is a romantic comedy. You're going to see a theme. And once you spot that theme, you're going to be freer than ever. It's mind blowing. So then you can go look and now, why do I have the same relationships? Why do I have the same fights? Why do I have repeat the same things? Those things, you'll know why, because and not only that, you don't have to do anything about them. They disappear. They'll fall from your life instantly, because then you are free to be authentic. You're free to be. I want to go and pot my plant. I want to go and have a beautiful hot chocolate and just sit there because that's what I want. That's what I desire. That's what I feel inspired to do. I mean, I even asked myself, why am I doing this radio show? And got to some answers. I truly, truly want to have no identifications with this radio show and I truly want to be authentic. And I had lots of fears, and I read, oh my word, the stuff that was coming up, like, oh my, I want to be here. When I come to this radio show, I want you and the audience to have all of my light, not just fractals of it. And if a conversation comes up in the radio, like when we had that live last week, my God, I had to really go and, So you say, how often do you do it, Saskia? Commit to the 10 days, and then you'll find on occasion, why did that irk me? Oh, or I just met with an old friend, and why did I still feel pissed off with her because she owed me that money? Quickly write it down. So you'll find it'll be once in a while, here and there, where you notice you have a severe identification with it, or some electromagnetic static. We call it cording, some kind of cording. Why is there still some cording? Okay, let me collapse this. Okay, so there's no therapy. You're going to trance in. You're going to end the trance and start being more and more authentic, but it's going to be easier. We keep being explained, just get into your heart. I feel peace all day. And we're like, well, how do we do it? Because all of us are, I mean, they've
We get
designed these
pulled out
human
of it. Like
bodies.
I feel like so many of us
Well,
know how to do it at this point, but we get pulled out of it because then that there's something that starts spinning
it's like
again.
asking your computer or yourself, and why do you have all these apps? It was designed to have a lot of apps and a lot of programs open at the same time. That's what this brain was for. We were never meant to have these kind of bodies. Well, we have it. Let's freaking work with it. Let's design. Let's go. Hang on a sec. I'm not my cell phone. I am the user of my cell phone. Therefore, I delete this app, delete this app, delete this app, and I will only have the apps that will work for me. Because there's certain things, habits, and beliefs that do serve us. Well, I'll keep those on my phone. You are the master of that phone, not you are in the phone, it mastering you.
Awesome. Awesome set.
Yeah.
This was
So
really
it's
good.
so what I want everyone to do is to do this, and then hopefully in a call-in show, if people are brave enough, Maybe they could share some of their findings about themselves. And we would like to do another show on this. So this is going to be a two-part show. One is you now know exactly what to do. We could even have a three-part show where the next show we could come back and say, how are you all doing? What, and maybe come with some questions. And let me see if you guys are going right or wrong. Not wrong, but like I said, I found a lot of the men staying in justification and blame because, it was the economy and it was the business and it was the employee. And then maybe the third part we can go into asking people how your life's changed because it is tangible and profound because you're no longer trying to wade through the dog shit. It's just gone. And then you automatically stop, drop
I'm going to
into your
retitle the
heart.
show. No more dog shit.
Exactly. No more dog shit. And no more asking dog shit with, ham, cheese, and tomato, and burning some incense and the crystals and everything that's outside of you. And I truly believe that, and not believe, I know that the more you clear yourself, you become light in your body. Your body now has more of itself. Therefore, your body can now, when you it can start healing from things. There's a lightness within your life. Your relationships change. But don't get me wrong. There may be a bit of chaos because as you start to wake up, you don't wear the mask, and everyone else starts shouting at you, "Why aren't you wearing the mask? Why aren't you wearing the mask?" I mean, we were all attacked during COVID. So if that does happen, go say to yourself, if you react, get writing. If you go, hang on a sec, I'm actually, remember, the more that I'm waking up, I'm not going to be the same person. You're not. How would you be? You're not going to go wake up in the morning and make that coffee in a trance and be a zombie. You're a different person. You're still going to have that cup of coffee, but from choice. So there will be a bit of chaos, but that actually is a very good sign. Stay neutral. And then every time you react, why am I reacting to this? It's going to become your best friend, this little book or this little notebook for the next 10 days. And you're gonna know yourself deeper than you've ever known yourself, to the point that you realize those things were never you. And now you get to know you. And it's authentic and it's natural and it's easy.
So what you attract actually then is what really matches your frequency, your
Yeah.
authentic frequency.
Yes.
Because this sounds like this is so profound that of course relationships to other people may change dramatically. And
Definitely.
this may be shocking or traumatic, yes, for some people, or you feel it like something like a lost, but on the other side,
Yes.
it's not a lost. It's just a
Yes.
win situation for you as you change now. More and more becoming authentic, and yourself and your frequency from within changes, and you attract what you're sending out with your frequency. Other
Well,
people,
let me.
your people, free possibilities, whatever, resources, whatever comes up then.
Yes, let me give an example. I don't want to make this all personal, but I was doing this, and I have two separate friends. And the one friend, well, they both always phone me for help outside of work. I've got my dog's got a sore thing. What do I do? Oh, my husband's got a rash on his back. What? I'm always it's constantly. And when I was going through the thick of this, my one friend phoned me literally where I felt like my life was falling apart. Well, if you suddenly realize COVID's not real and you've had 14 vaccinations, you're going to be in a bit of shock. So think about it on that level. And she phoned and I said, I actually don't have anything to give you. And I voiced that and put the phone up. And she phones, how dare you speak to me like you don't, I don't deserve. And I never answered her. And a week went by. And then she messaged again, I'm sure I hope you're okay. But I still don't deserve the way you spoke to me. I never answered her. Stayed in my doing what I was doing. Second week, she phoned me. You must be in a really difficult state because in 22 years of our friendship, you've never ever responded like that. So I truly know that you must be hurting, and I'm so sorry. Can I be there for you? Now that reflection changed instantly. We've now discussed it. And she told me what she was going through. And when she found out what I was doing, which she's now gone through the exercise, she said, I never realized. And I said to her, I valued myself enough now not to be, I don't have to have friendships only for my knowledge. You're my friend, you're my friend. And if I'm in a bad mood, you're my friend. If I'm loving and I'm helpful, you're my friend. But I had to realize the program that was running me. Now I had another friend, semi-family friend, has never spoken to me from that day. and has told everyone that I have had a mental breakdown, and that until I'm over my mental breakdown, that they will wait for me in the balls in my court. So be it, with love and peace. And I watched this. So you start to watch the program that I was, and I know what program the program was running me. And it's so freeing. I'm so free of that family member. I can't even tell you how happy I am. It's beyond freeing. And there's not, I don't have a thought about it. I don't have guilt about it. Nothing. It's gone. Boom. And that's what will happen with you guys and everyone that's listening. And it's not to try and criticize you, and everyone's going to go through what they're going to go through. And we want to be there to support everyone. But this really will transcend you and your life. You will end the trance that you're living in with this mind energy, and you will start to get more of you. It will accelerate everything, all the work all of you guys are doing on yourselves. It's going to accelerate it like a freaking rocket.
You know, I was telling both Tracy and Saskia, I'm glad we're doing this as a show because, you know, one of the themes here is, hey, we're doing this as busy moms. And sometimes you hear a show like this and you're like, I really should do that, and you don't. So I'm personally glad to be doing this on live air because it holds me accountable. And just for everybody listening, I'd really recommend find a friend and do this with them so you can hold each other accountable too.
And if you find after a week you haven't done it, get out your pen and paper. Why am I not doing it? Why am I finding
There you go.
excuses?
There's your first
You
one.
know, it really is. It's you know, you don't need anyone outside of you to help you. You're going to realize, like I said, a cell phone, what apps are running in you. And it's not to say that there's certain apps on your cell phone that are brilliant. I mean, we are on a call now with an app called Zoom. I mean, it's brilliant. Why would I want to delete it? So it's you're going to take the take charge back, and it doesn't take any effort. Once it comes from the dark to the light, your consciousness transcends it, and you can see the red in the rainbow, and it no longer runs you. It's mind-blowingly. Well, we want to blow up the mind.
Tracy, do you have like a title for what this is? For like this technique? I'm gonna call it technique. Do you have any title for it? If you
No.
don't, that's fine.
Basically, get out of mind energy.
Okay. Well, as I just for the audience, by the time this recording goes up, we will make sure we have like a free guide in the free guide section corresponding to this, and you'll also be able to find it in the show notes for this show. Where can we find the
Guys,
guide?
good luck.
Where can we find the
Happy.
guide? Sorry. Thank you for being better at this than me. HappyNewNowShow.com. There's a free guide section. So if you click on the free guide section, we don't know what it'll be titled yet, but we'll have Tracy's free guide for whatever we're gonna call this up there, and we'll link to it in the show notes as well.
Awesome. And you know what's so nice is, like, I always go back to the name of our show. It will enable you to be so much more happier in your now and naturally stay in the now. It just is. It's like you just have more and more space and more of you. It's almost words can't describe what you guys will tangibly experience. And I'm so excited to have you guys do it, and for others to come in and tell us, what happened. It's not going to necessarily be 100% easy, and it is going to take a bit of discipline because you have to get out that pen and paper, but it's going to be worth it. Value yourselves, guys. Invest in yourself, and I promise you, your whole life, every aspect, your financial situation, your health situations, your relationship situations will start to transcend.
Awesome. Okay, I can't wait actually to do that. I know. I'm excited to do this. I'm excited to do the work. Wonderful,
Me too.
Tracy. Wonderful. Thank you so much for
Only a
sharing
pleasure,
that.
guys. Oh, pleasure, man.
Wow. So
Yeah,
we are
this is
going to
great.
in our next show, we are going to talk about what we have been through, what we have experienced.
Definitely.
Yeah, so whether it's the next show or the following one, to give people the 10 days, I'm sure we'll touch up on it and then do a better follow-up. But definitely, look for the next couple future podcasts to find, the follow-ups on this conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Make it a goal that you definitely find the next show and follow up on this. It's well worth it.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Happy New Now, everyone. And enjoy
Happy
feeling
New
more of you. There's nothing better than feeling more of yourself and transcending all these limited, disgusting programs that we've been living in.
Well,
Here you
happy New
go.
Now. Thank you,
Happy New
Tracy.
Now.
Thank you,
Thanks very
Sasha. This
much.
is
Bye,
amazing.
guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.